share a new pet of the week next Sunday.
Sounds great. Thanks,
all right, thanks,
Martha.
Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that's going to wrap us up for this second hour of our Seafarer edition of Animal World. Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Al Pleckner. We'll hear the rest of the Ken and Jazzy story. Then we've got emails to answer with Dr. Al. And, hey, this might be a first. We've got an email here from Queensland, Australia. Says, I might add, am enjoying a warm fire in the wee hours of the morning. Sorry, guys. So apparently, it's very early in the morning. But how fun is that? Queensland, Australia. All right, so we will get to these emails, more with Ken and Jazzy and Dr. Al Pleckner. We're here until noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Summer tips, heat prostration is next, so stay tuned.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets. Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Hi, this is Martha with Animal World's tips for summer, which realistically are probably better labeled summer warnings and precautions. Now, you can't really argue with the fact that summer is a great time of year. With the warm weather and longer days, we spend a lot more time outdoors, and for many of us, much of that time is spent in the garden. Well, if you love your garden and there are animals in your family, there are a few things to be aware of. Most of us know that fertilizers, weed killers, pesticides, and insecticides can be very toxic for our dogs and cats. Fortunately, these days, there are many safe, non-toxic alternatives that are actually better for our environment as well as our animal friends. I hope you'll take the time to find and use them. Hopefully, you also know that traditional slug baits, especially the powdered stuff, is not only highly toxic and will kill dogs and cats, it is also very attractive to them. Slug bait tastes like candy to our dog and cat friends, and most will work hard to get to it. So please be very careful about using and storing it, or better yet, don't even buy that stuff. Now, something you may not know, and I say that because I didn't know until recently, there is a coco mulch being sold in our area at familiar stores that is very toxic to animals. It contains theobromine, the same chemical found in chocolate that is poison to dogs and cats. Now, maybe you know about all these things already and would never keep them around your house or use them in your yard. But what about your neighbors? Because you never know what others are doing, I recommend you do not allow your dogs off-leash to run through neighbors' yards as you walk through the neighborhood. Not only is keeping them on-leash the right thing to do, it also could save their life. Another potential poison for our animal friends is antifreeze. It also tastes like candy to them, and they are highly attracted to it, and unfortunately, it kills quickly. So if you do your own radiator servicing, please be careful handling the antifreeze. After draining, dispose of the contents immediately and responsibly. If you spill any, clean it up right away. Better yet, don't mess with the bad stuff. Spend a little more and use the safe, non-toxic antifreeze. Another summer FYI, mostly for your cat friends, especially those that like to chew on plants. You probably know that some houseplants are toxic, but did you know that some flowers are too? Unfortunate but true, one of my personal favorites comes to mind, lilies. I have them in the yard, but not in my house. If you want more information or a list of toxic plants and flowers, the ASPCA website at www.aspca.org is where to get it. Also, in case of emergency, write this number down, the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, 888-426-4435. That's 888-426-4435. Write it down and post it someplace prominent. Finally, what we love the most about summer, the sun, is probably the biggest potential hazard for our animals, especially our dogs. Heat prostration, or heat stroke, takes the lives of many dogs every summer because their humans aren't thinking. Because dogs have a higher body temperature to begin with and cannot sweat off heat like humans, they can seriously overheat much faster than you might think. On a 70-degree day, a car left in the sun, even with windows partially open, can reach a deadly temperature for a dog in only 10 minutes. So my general rule of thumb during the summer, unless you are sure you can park undercover or in the shade, leave the dog at home. Remember, the sun moves, so just because you park in the shade does not mean the car will remain shaded. You will need to check on the car and dog frequently. I suggest every 10 minutes. Now, there may be times that you have no choice but to take your dog with you in the car during hot weather. If that's the case, be wise and be prepared. Take water and a bowl with you, a leash and collar so you can take the dog with you if necessary when you leave the car. And just in case you can't take the dog with you, say you're going into a restaurant, have a crate along. There are collapsible models for easy storage in the car. You can crate the dog in the shade outside of the car. Dogs and other animals can also overheat in a house if they're confined in front of a window and the sun comes through. So pay attention on this one if you're confining a puppy or caring for an elderly, sick, or convalescing animal. Sadly, I had a client years ago that left a paralyzed dog resting comfortably in front of a closed sliding glass door. When the sun came out, the dog could not move away from the window, and when the owner came home, the dog was dead. Please don't let this happen to one of your animal friends, and remember the same is true for birds, small caged animals, and fish. Also, avoid overexerting your animal in hot weather. Exercise is fine when taken in moderation, but obesity, old age, underlying disease, and previous bouts of heat stroke can predispose an animal to the condition. And remember, some dogs don't know when to quit, so you may need to be the wise one and stop the game for rest and cooling off periods. I hope you never need this information, but if you ever find a dog in an overheating situation, here are the important things to do and remember. Be careful and remember to breathe and stay as calm as possible when you handle the animal, especially if they do not know you, as they may be in shock and could bite. Cool them down as soon as possible. Get them into a cooler, well-ventilated area if available. You can put them into a stream or a lake or a bathtub of cool water. Hose them down or soak towels in cold water to lay over them. The biggest danger is the brain overheating, so if resources are limited, put a cold, wet towel on their head first. Call your vet or emergency clinic to let them know you're on the way and get your animal friend there for treatment as soon as possible. Pet owners can be held criminally liable for committing cruelty to animals if a pet dies or is found suffering from heat prostration. If you see an animal that may be in need of assistance, or if you have questions about this kind of situation, you can call the Seattle Animal Shelter at 206-386-PETS. That's 206-386-PETS. Okay, that's it, I hope, what you need to know to keep your animal friends safe this summer. Stay with me now, because Animal World will be right back.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts robbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
This hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Canada Pet Foods. Superior quality in every bag and can.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of our Seafair Sunday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. It's Vet Sunday today with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, and the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. We're going to get right back to Vet Sunday. We do have open phone lines if you have animal or human medical care questions. And Sandy, have we still got books to give away? Can you see Gary? Is she saying yes? She's saying yes. All right. We have copies of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For. If you would like to raid the prize closet and get a copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you are outside our local calling area, the toll-free number is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And those of you that have emailed questions for Dr. Al, we will get to them in this hour. And first of all, let's make sure Dr. Al is still with us. Good morning, Dr. Al.
Yes.
You're still there. That's good.
I'm still here.
We're popular. Did you hear me say you're getting questions from Queensland, Australia today? That's fabulous.
Yeah, we had some hits on my website from France, from Singapore.
Wow.
Seeing consults in Italy and Germany, and you can't even believe the stuff that's coming in.
All right, that's fabulous. Well, let's finish up with Ken in Nevada. We've been telling Jazzy's story. Ken, are you still there?
I am.
All right. Well, we had to really kind of speed that up at the end, but just to catch anybody up who's just tuning in, Jazzy is a 14-year-old calico kitty, the love of your life, and you've had her for about the last 8 years. When you got her, she had inflammatory bowel-type symptoms. She was blood-tested, the EI1 test protocol to diagnose the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered. We now call the Pluckner syndrome. Jazzy had it. She went on treatment, and there is no cure, but there is replacement therapy. So you had her on treatment. She started on injections, then oral prednisone, and she was good to go for 4.5 years or so. But as she was getting older, she started to deteriorate, and the consensus between what was going on with her physically and you consulting with Dr. Al felt that she needed more steroid or cortisone to get her back in balance. But the veterinarians that you were working with refused to do that, although they were not able to really give you an alternative treatment protocol. And kind of the bottom line, you got to the point where Jazzy was literally dying in front of you, right?
Yeah, was their alternative.
Sorry, it's hard for me to hear that and go back to that place of 3.5 months ago, but yes, precisely.
So that was 3.5 months ago.
Yeah.
And it was so traumatic for you, you have difficulty speaking about it now. You're tearing up.
Yeah, because I can, it was so... It was so involving, you know, every cell of my being was involved in what was going on with her and what I needed to do and what people wouldn't do. And so I think probably for the rest of my life it'll be as if it just happened yesterday, because it was such a dramatic, I learned so much during those 5 critical days. As I mentioned earlier, I feel like I came to know Al much better during those 5 days. And I have even more respect for him, not only as a veterinarian, but as a man now. I can't say enough about him. I wanted to back up a little bit, if we could. Mm-hmm. When I mentioned that she received 1 milligram of Vetilog, the injectable steroid, which is, I don't have a syringe in front of me, but it might be about 1/2 inch in a syringe that's the size of your little finger.
Right.
Maybe not even 1/2 inch. I mean, such a small amount. And so since earlier I had made reference to when we first had the test run, Jazz received the shot of the combined steroids, and then few weeks later, we retested, and there it was in black and white, the change in her. And I just wanted to relate that 5 days after her critical moments and receiving the shot, I had blood work done again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the change in 5 days. And somebody please tell me that this is not miraculous.
Okay, because, and one of the reasons, or probably the main reason, that the emergency vet and your veterinarian would not give the injection of steroids, which Dr. Al was recommending, was because of the very high blood levels. That's what you're referring to now, right?
Yes.
Like the liver enzymes were like off the charts,
yes.
And the blood glucose and all that stuff were like wild and crazy, and the vet said, if we inject this cat with steroids, we're going to kill her.
Yes.
You said, of course, she's dying anyway, and you have no treatment for me, so why not give her the injection?
Yeah.
But, and I'll sign my life away that you will not be responsible if there's a problem, but they still wouldn't do it.
Yeah, Al mentioned that earlier. Yes, after my local vet had talked to Al about giving the injection, and my our vet called me to say he had to think about it. I was sobbing on the phone to him, and I said, I will sign, I will drop a document, I will put anything in it you want me to put. In no way, shape, or form, for the rest of my life, I will not hold you responsible if you will just please give her the shot. And he said, no.
Wow.
Can you believe this from my standpoint with Ken taking this? And can you imagine you being out there, Martha, going, I can't find anybody to help me, and I know this is the right way to go, and I have to do what this veterinarian should be doing. I mean,
I can't imagine being there. Ken is just totally in love with this kitty. He's watching his girl die before his eyes. The vets can't give him any treatment. They sent her home from the emergency clinic and basically said good luck, but they won't give the treatment that we know will help. And so, Ken, you had a doctor friend. We won't mention names or anything, but you had a doctor friend who got the medication for you. And then you had a friend that a vet tech that could give injections, and the two of you together in tears injected your cat.
Yeah, what's so ironic about that is that my friend who helped me was convinced that her cat had died from use of a steroid.
Oh, wow.
Her cat had asthma, and in my opinion, was being treated, the symptoms were being treated with the steroid. Was never given an injection to increase the IgA.
Mm.
So they were just dumping steroid into the cat's system. Ultimately, the cat died, and this woman was convinced that the steroid had killed her. So here she is standing holding a syringe with steroid in it, about to inject the love of my life.
Wow.
I mean, the irony here is amazing.
It is amazing.
But you said within 24 hours you had a new cat.
I wish I had. In fact, I may have taken some video footage of it. She was up, out into the kitchen. She talks. This girl is a talker. And she was talking about food within 24 hours.
Well, you know, probably most.
And then you started to say that the number, the blood tests that were so elevated that freaked out your veterinarians and caused them not to want to give the injections. After you gave that injection, you said you had her retested?
Yes. I heard Al. Did you want to say something?
Well, no, I'm just saying, what I was going to say, Ken, real quick, and Martha, probably one of the most important secretions in the body that we all produce every day is cortisol.
It is a natural hormone we need to have.
It's absolutely 30 to 35 milligrams every single day if you're normal. However, the most feared substance to ever use is cortisone because they don't know how to use it.
Right, and that's why so many people think steroids are bad, but when we hear they're bad, we are not told at the same time it's a natural hormone that our body needs to have to be healthy.
It's got to be utilized. You know, based upon my syndrome, you have a measuring stick. You can't say, well, your hormones are fine. Hey, what's your immune system, you know, doing? The point of this is, which all the medical professions need to know, is that the hormone imbalance or balances between cortisone and estrogen and thyroid regulate the immune system. So I'll shut up now.
All right. Well, then I'll give you a chance, Ken, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors, to finish up what you wanted to say, because you wanted to say something about the blood test.
Yes. And you were correct. When she first was in this critical condition, some of her liver enzymes were more than 40 times higher than normal.
40 times higher than normal?
Yes.
Wow.
So 5 days after she got this tiny bit of injectable steroid, her liver values were down. One of them was down by 88%.
Wow.
One of them was down by over 30%.
Wow.
And her pancreas test, the SPECT FPL it's called, was down by 75% in 5 days.
Wow. That's impressive.
I thought so.
Now, obviously one of those vets had to run those blood tests.
Yes.
Were they, like, curious as to how come the numbers came down so dramatically?
Sadly, it didn't appear so.
No?
No. Her regular doctor that ran this test called me, gave me the numbers, and I could hear it in his voice. I swear I could hear the dangling participle hanging out there, the question just dangling. I wonder why. But he said, these are good improvements. That's good.
Right.
So basically, I'll talk to you later.
Wow. I mean, it's Adam. I'm blown away.
Well, I was.
Can you imagine? You know? Can you imagine real quickly the children and the people and all the animals that are dying because this is something they don't realize that is there. It is important. It's got to be done. It really, really does. And for Ken to have to do his own injections, because my peers wouldn't do it, but they do know better. It's just absolutely ludicrous.
Yeah, I mean, that was the blessing for Ken. He happened to have a doctor friend that was brave enough to get the medication for him. Most of us wouldn't have that.
It.
Yeah, and then Ken, of course, had to be brave enough with a friend to give the injection to the cat. So
that
how have you maintained Jazzy since then? Do you continue to give injections, Ken, or is she back on oral medication, or what's going on with Jazzy now?
She gets an injection every so many days.
So, and you're doing that?
Yes, because she is such an amazing girl that as long as she's eating, she almost doesn't care what else goes on. So while she's eating, you can just reach down, pinch a little skin, give her the shot, and that's that.
But you've continued to do that yourself.
Yes, and she continues to improve.
So Ken is fortunate. He was able to procure some medication and do it himself. But there are so many, and like Dr. Al says, I mean, this imbalance applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans, and underlies pretty much all chronic disease and illness. Think of all the animals and all the people out there that have this problem and could be helped but aren't getting it.
Well,
can you imagine seeing the children dying from cancer at an early age? The children that are dying from all these diseases that have come along for a free ride, and yet they do marches, they do funding, they do all this stuff because everybody wants to know what the electron is saying to the neutron. Come on, give me a break. You know, let's get basic here. Let's get this thing done. The fact that you don't know that this exists doesn't mean it really does not exist. It does. You know, let's do something. It's frustrating from my standpoint. I watch television. I talk to Ken, and thank God he's doing all this stuff. But, you know, if not, I mean, Jazz would be dead. And you see these poor children and people that are suffering from these horrible, horrible diseases, and yet nobody will do, look at, you know, Plecker syndrome.
Well, and this is such a classic case when you've got the hugely elevated liver enzymes and pancreas tests and all of that, and they're just sure that an injection of steroids is going to kill her, and then they give it, and all those numbers come back down, but yet the vets don't want to know.
No, it's an automatic remission.
Yeah. Yeah.
In fact, to this day, her regular, I'd say regular vet, is still basically pushing that at some point we're going to have to take her off of the steroid completely because that's keeping her glucose elevated. That's his stance now. So And so there's no way. I will not do it. I will find another vet, or I will go to veterinarian school and learn enough to take care of her myself. I'm not taking her off of the
You don't have to go to school. Definitely, I will help you do this.
Yeah.
And I think you know that, Ken.
I do know that.
All right,
Ken. We're going to do it. We're going to keep jazz alive in spite of my profession.
All right. Well, thank you for spending all this time with us, Ken. I really appreciate sharing Jazzy's story. It is such a classic example.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Of what Dr. Al's work has been up against and continues to be. And hopefully maybe you can check in with us on Vet Sundays and give us Jazzy updates.
Okay.
All righty. Anything else
you want to
put out there before we're done?
I just wanted to say that you made mention of this, and I realized quite clearly that the day that she started to turn around and come back, I was haunted with the thought, and I still am today. At all times during this, I was basically one element of happenstance away from losing her. If I hadn't heard Al on the radio that morning, if I hadn't bought his book, if I hadn't gotten to know him, if I hadn't been able to talk to him, if I didn't have the courage of my convictions that his work is correct. So I realized that I'm really damn lucky here, and I am so grateful that I know him. And
thank you.
That he is who he is, and that he figured this out, and we talk a lot, and I just wish that I had some way to get this out to the world, because I do think about what about the people who feel about their animals the way I feel about her, and every day they watch them die, as I would have done if I hadn't known.
Well, you're paying it forward because you're telling everybody now, and we're doing our best to spread the word. So we're just going to have you check in with us from time to time, Ken, and keep us updated on Jazzy, okay?
Thank you so much.
All right. And we are looking for that listener in Las Vegas area that has called us on Vet Sundays to speak with Dr. Al before. If you have a veterinarian in the Nevada area that is open to Al's protocol, we need to hear from you. So please give us a call or check in with my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. All right. Phone lines are open, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. We'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll get to your emails. So stay with us. Vet Sunday continues with Dr. Al Pluckner right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Is your website representing your business the way you want it to? Is it using the best the Internet has to offer? If your answer is no to either of these questions, then pay close attention. Academy of Spirit is offering a special sale on their website review package. They will help your business grow by bringing out the true spirit of your business through your website. Get video working for you right away. This $150 video special includes their staff reviewing your site and suggesting where and how video and other website upgrades may increase your search engine exposure. Then they will record and edit up to 3 short videos for your website. Bring the spirit of your business to life through your website and do it today. Only a limited number of opportunities are available. Academy of Spirit, your multimedia services resource. Go to academyofspirit.com/special or call today, 425-398-8011. That's 425-398-8011.
The live call-in show of Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis has moved to Wednesdays at 1 p.m. So you can now get your free on-air readings with Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel, Robin Alexis, at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays. Robin helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. So call her for your free on-air readings and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Sundays at noon and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching the downside of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the first Sunday of the month. That means it's Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program, describing the Pluckner Syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance that Dr. Al has discovered. And, of course, there's the Human Compendium of articles on the same subject. You can read more about it at Dr. Al's website, www.drpluckner.com. Hey, Dr. Al.
Yes, Martha.
Well, that I'm so glad that we had a chance to spend a lot of time with Ken and hear that story. What a
great human being.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to do this.
Obviously, he thinks the world of you, and rightly so. Now we're going to switch gears a little bit because we got some good emails here. So let's see. This first one is, I am fascinated by Dr. Pluckner's writings. I think that both of my dogs may be candidates for the EI1 test. My 4-year-old spayed female Karen Terrier has intractable itching. She is line bred, and although she responded to a tiny bit of prednisolone at age 1 year, the consensus by my vet was that this was not a good course of treatment for her. Since that time, I have tried herbs and a year of homeopathy with little effect. My other dog is a 2-year-old Aussie mix, albino and deaf. She has crashed, quote unquote, 2 times. A total lethargy, low blood sugar, high 50s, and febrile. Addison's was suspected, so we performed an ACTH test, which was reported as normal. Resting level was 1, and 1 hour post-injection was 8. My vet has closed the chapter and book. They instructed me to feed twice a day and carry treats at all times in case of another, quote, crash. Do these dogs fit the protocol for testing? And where,
yes.
The answer is yes?
Yeah, definitely yes. And with a situation where you've got a low blood sugar,
mm-hmm.
Okay, what needs to be done is probably a half a teaspoon or a teaspoon of honey should be given every single day.
Oh.
In the food. And something, it's interesting, Martha, even throughout the entire world, and these are bigger dogs, but any small dog, what happens is they do not store sugar, glucose, in their liver well, and the release is very, very slow. And so with any small dog, you need to give 2 to 3 drops of honey in their food every single day. Otherwise, they can become hypoglycemic. They can get upset and burn up the sugar and no release from the liver. In children, they call it von Gerke syndrome. And they seizure.
Okay, now I'm wondering, when I was in early years of high school, I had a low thyroid problem, and I was hypoglycemic. I was fortunate that my doctor diagnosed it, because it was not being diagnosed
right.
At that time. But what I had to do is I had to carry protein with me, and
right.
I had to eat some protein, a little bit of meat or nuts or protein
or dried fruit.
Every hour or two. It was explained to me at the time that protein metabolizes slowly into sugar. That's why it would keep my blood sugar stable. So would protein snacks for dogs with low blood sugar help as well, or do you prefer the honey?
The honey's much better.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
Honey is much better. I think it's a direct effect and cause.
Mm.
You know, the fact that there is not good release of glycogen that goes into sugar glucose from the liver. And small dogs, we see this all the time. I think I've seen 33 or 35 seizures from low blood sugar in the past 6 months.
Wow.
And everybody I see go, hey, come on, let's do some honey. Let's do something. Let's avoid this stuff.
But
it sounds like both the dogs have the imbalance and should do the endocrine immune. And what's happened now is the airlines, whether they've changed or not, it used to be you could do the blood samples, go ahead and refrigerate it, put it on dry ice, and the airplane, the air industry would fly them into the lab here.
Cause yeah, because there's only one lab that does the test, and that's in the labs in California, and the blood must be kept cold. So we pack it and overnight.
We're looking for other labs. Yeah, we're looking for labs all over the country.
Right, but right now there's only the one.
Yeah, that's doing it accurately, and that's the big thing. Otherwise, you miss my syndrome, going, oh, no, it's not there. Well, yeah, because the blood got heated up, you know. Anyway.
All right.
So, yeah, there is a better way, and if we can work with a lady in Queensland, I'd love to.
Okay, we haven't gotten to her yet. This email is from Sharon and her dogs Cricket and Possum. So her question was, do these dogs fit the protocol for testing? Your answer was a resounding yes.
Yeah.
Now, it sounds like the first one, the four-year-old Karen Terrier that has the terrible itching.
Right.
Well, both of these dogs could be helped with a hypoallergenic rotational diet, because diet does play a big part of this, especially for dogs.
Right, but the diet is secondary to the hormonal antibody imbalance. And one of the shames that we get into, Martha, is that people keep changing diets, and it gets to a point without correcting the imbalance, the syndrome. What occurs is that it gets to a point where there's almost nothing on earth that animal or person can eat because of the imbalance.
Because they become allergic to everything you start feeding them.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, you say, well, once you get the imbalance taken care of, everything's fine. No, it's not. The lymphocytes are like an elephant's brain. Boy, once it's locked into and you're allergic to, you know, wheat, you're allergic to beef, you're allergic to eggs, whatever, you will always be allergic, and you've got to stay away from them.
Yep, so even if you stabilize the imbalance, if you already have a food allergy, the food allergy will not go
away. Stay
away
from it. Exactly,
okay.
Right.
Now, then Sharon asks, where do I find a vet in California Bay Area who will help?
Now, actually, you know what? Mm-hmm. The only ones that are really helping with the MDs, too, for the most part, are your naturopaths or naturopaths, as they call them. And with the veterinarians, you almost need to call your local association and find out if there are any holistic homeopathics out there, because they're thinking outside the box. That's why they're doing it.
Well, now, I'm assuming that Sharon is aware of your website. Dr. Al's website is www.drplechner.com. You do have a link on the homepage that is the vet list, and you list the vets in the country that you're aware of that will do your testing and
right,
treatment.
But, you know,
but I don't know if there's anyone in the Bay Area of California.
Sure. You know what they can do is they can download a lot of the stuff on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and when they look under publications with the compendium, these are all, there are two that you can download. These have all been published worldwide in MD journals, because the MDs really are buying this, certainly more than the vets are. So the point of it is, with their own veterinarians, if they can do the test or provide them with information and the vets are interested, I'd be more than happy to make suggestions. I'd love to. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our email from Australia, shall we? This is very cool. This is from Karen. She says, I live in Queensland, Australia, and I might add, am enjoying a warm fire in the wee hours of the morning. Sorry, guys. She obviously heard about our heat wave going on here and that we're too hot, but apparently they're not in Australia. She says, for many years, I have rescued sick dogs and either sent them home with a healthy feeding plan or relocate them after a re-education program. I have a couple of questions regarding some things that are constantly showing up and wondering if you have some ideas. Many of the small dogs, particularly the terrier types, have very red and itchy feet that they chew at constantly. Is this one of the common symptoms that you have seen with the autoimmune disease? Also, does the autoimmune disease ever have a chance to heal through corrective feeding? And one last one. I use hair testing with some of the really sick animals to locate the presence of pesticide poisons, and one of the things that is nearly always present is the presence of parasites. Even the animals that have been given commercial wormers on a regular basis. Why is this so? Do the wormers not work properly, or do they only work on the digestive system and not at the cellular level? Would love to hear from you. We'll be listening. Regards, Karen.
So, okay, right off the bat, those patients, human and animals, that do have my imbalance, cannot, they will keep getting parasites. Parasites will go to them. Fleas will go to them. Worms. And even though you're trying to kill them, they keep coming back.
Yeah, an individual with the imbalance will attract parasites.
Absolutely.
And I think what you're saying is an individual without the imbalance that has a normal endocrine immune system, they will usually deal with the parasites on their own. Their body will.
They
won't attract
them,
and they usually shed them.
They shed them, and people go, gee, I get this big load of worms out. Yeah, because at this point in time, the immune system is working the way it should.
But if they have the imbalance, they can't shed them, and
they
will actually attract them.
Right, and then you keep having, it's chronicity you get. So you keep worming them, you put all the stuff on them, you keep doing the stuff, they keep getting parasites going, maybe the medication's not working. The other end of the stick with the imbalance, if in fact, usually the medications that are given for worming will kill all the parasites that are in the gut, as long as they're in the gut. But the point of it is it will keep coming back with the imbalance. And with the food thing, so on and so forth,
So then we go back to many of the small dogs, the terrier types, they've got the red and itchy feet that they chew at constantly. Is this one of the common symptoms that you see with the Pluckner syndrome?
Yes, you do, and the reason you see that is when you've got the imbalance and you may have a food sensitivity, that sensitivity, if it gets through the gut without causing vomiting, diarrhea, guess where the problems show up? They show up in the feet. They show up in the ears, the tummy, and over the back. And the reason for this is many years ago, this is something I discovered and found, is that the concentration of mast cells, which contain histamine, that cause inflammation if, in fact, they release the histamine, are in the feet, in the ears, over the back, and on the tummy. Mm. So the point of it is that, and the interesting thing, what she can do with her vet is very simple. I do this all over the world. She can have a thing called Vetilog or Kenilog or Triamcinolone given to the patient, even if she doesn't do the endocrine immune imbalance thing.
Oh, even if she doesn't do the test,
you could give the injection to see what happens? Two, three, four, 5 days, if there is no improvement with the biting, chewing, you have a food sensitivity. There is no way on earth you can beat a food sensitivity. And I have these cases all over the world where we normalize hormones, normalize antibodies, and physicians or vets say, you know, we're still having problems. It comes to the food.
Okay. Now, she says, does the autoimmune disease ever have a chance to heal through corrective feeding? And let me see. Yeah, the answer
is not autoimmune.
No. If we say, does the Pluckner syndrome have a chance to heal through corrective feeding? The overall answer to that is no, but the underlying answer is if the individual has food allergies that are causing some of the symptoms, if you get that individual on a diet they are not allergic to, you may be able to eliminate some of those outward signs. But you aren't balancing the imbalance. They still would have the imbalance. Is that kind of correct?
Yes, and what you also get into, Martha, is that these organs that are providing the hormones need to have nutrition. And if, in fact, there is an enzyme deficiency in the breakdown of nutrients, so on and so forth, the Pluckner syndrome will occur. But with plant-based digestive enzymes and proper diet, if you fund the adrenals, you fund the thyroid, you can fund the pituitary, the whole body, the imbalance certainly could be corrected. So, yes, it can happen if the digestibility of what's going on is not there and the nutrients do not get to those organs that need to produce the hormones.
Yeah, and I think that just to correct Karen a little bit, she's referring to this as the autoimmune disease. Autoimmune disease is one of the things that happens as a result of this endocrine immune imbalance, right?
Right. What happens with the Plechner syndrome, what they got to realize, they say, well, now we're immune deficient. No, we're not. We're antibody deficient with my imbalance. However, we're deregulated as far as the two main soldiers, B and T cells, that are supposed to protect the body. They not only do not protect the body, but what they do is they start making antibodies to self-tissue. And this is where autoimmunity comes from. And so right now the feeling is that, well, we've got an immune deficiency. We're going to stimulate the immune system. Hey, the immune system is stimulated. The only deficiency there is in the production of antibody, period. Boom.
Yep.
They're going to have to realize it.
So a hypoallergenic rotational diet combined with feeding a plant-based digestive enzymes can help these patients incredibly. And a lot of the signs, a lot of the skin problems and the itching and the scratching and, you know, all of that, a lot of that will go away. But that doesn't mean that you've balanced the Plechner syndrome.
And you can measure it, and then you can do this. See, and you can tell.
Just hold that thought, because we'll take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we'll finish up with whatever other thoughts Dr. Al has related to these emails, and take it from there. So stay with us. Animal World continues. More Vet Sunday to come right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canaday way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canaday's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canaday. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canaday.com for more information.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit SportsTangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
Urine contamination is a common and stubborn problem. Conventional cleaning methods are not the answer. Anti-Icky Poo works quickly and naturally, and it's my all-time absolute favorite odor neutralizer. This unique bacteria enzyme solution converts the waste directly into carbon dioxide, a safe and odorless gas found in everyday clean air. Ask your vet for Anti-Icky Poo or call 1-800-745-1671. Anti-Icky Poo, it's a serious product with a funny name that really works, especially on cat urine. 1-800-745-1671.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. You can check out the information about this new energy portal on her website, robinalexis.com. Click on the large button on the right side of the website that says, "Are you guided by your higher self?" Click here to visit this sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Your experience here will mend your soul's heart and recalibrate your senses to the divine. In addition to receiving access to the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, your subscription will include a copy of the ebook Robin Song. Access to the special priority forum for subscribers only to read and to post into, and access to the special calendar for subscribers only to learn about special meditation events that will only be for those who have subscribed. For more in-depth information, check out the Mary Magdalene Reiki Energy Portal on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. It's Robin's hope that future generations will continue to bathe in the light of this sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down this week's Seafair edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's Vet Sunday today with Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. And you can get a copy of Dr. Al's book or the Human Compendium on the same subject by going to Dr. Al's website, which is www.drpluckner.com. And I think we talked to Dr. Al about this earlier. If you've had trouble securing a copy of the Pets at Risk book, the publisher is reprinting. I believe it will be the third edition of the book, and they should be available soon. So you will be able to get a copy eventually. Dr. Al, gosh, I guess the theme of today's show is just really how frustrating it can be now that you've discovered this, you know, the Pluckner syndrome. You've been working with it for, gosh, going on 45 years.
I know. And, you know, you wonder why it can't be, you know, accepted. And you kind of look at the healers as I do, going, you know, maybe 95% of them are there to heal their wallet, you know, and not their patient. You know, and the other end of the stick is, you know, it's, and I'll make it real quick, you know, you got to be the good person that your dog, cat, horse, and child think you are. And, you know, at this point in time, you've only entered living once. Well, you've got to leave more than you take. You've got to make a difference. And so that's so important for people to think about and, you know, do.
Yeah, and we're fortunate in our area up here. We have a few veterinarians that were open enough to look at your work and then get on board, and we'll do the testing and treatment protocol. Of course, the vet in our area that has the most experience is Dr. Bill Burlingame up at Quilcita.
Bill is so super. And
he really is phenomenal.
I talk to all the time, and he's somebody I really, really respect. And he is a peer that, you know, I believe in, and I'm thankful to be a veterinarian because of Bill and what he does.
And well, he is very, you know, he's very open-minded, and I swear he lost his ego somewhere along the way. And he's very balanced between traditional and natural and holistic veterinary medicine. And
I don't think both of us, we have no egos like you. And like you have said, hey, if I can't do it or I feel somebody's better qualified, I don't care who does it. I just want somebody to do it. And if I can be involved, I'd love to. But if I don't have that knowledge, that's fine. I'll find somebody that does, as you have said.
And it's important to note with the Pluckner syndrome, at this point there is no cure. There is just replacement therapy. And it isn't a magic wand. And it is not a simple slam dunk with every patient. There are difficult patients. There are patients that don't tolerate the medication well. And it can be very dicey working with them. And sometimes you have to use a combination of things. But especially, you know, there are more cases, I think, like Jazzy's than other that respond immediately to the protocol, and it is quite miraculous. But if we don't get more vets on board and willing to look at this and work with it, we aren't going to make any progress here.
Right, and the shame of it is nobody has asked them to basically fund the imbalances. All we're saying is, why don't you test the patient to see if they got the syndrome? If they do, I'll be happy to help you. If you think you can't do it, we'll find somebody that will, because the things have changed genetically. The world has changed. The time has come to go to causes and not effects. And, yes, treat the effects, but go to the cause to make sure the effect does not come back.
And you know, so first of all, finding a veterinarian that will even do the test can be difficult.
It's very difficult.
And then, of course, now, like in the case of Ken and Jazzy, his vet was really willing to do the test, but was not necessarily willing to do the treatment.
Right, and wouldn't believe it. And then when she got better with Ken doing his whole thing, you know, the whole thing was, well, that's okay. But the problem is, it's not, what they're saying is, with vets, we need to read about this. It's not being done in schools. So if it isn't being taught in schools, it does not exist. And I've told Ken, death is not the answer.
Yeah.
And if these people need to fund their wallets to say, well, this is the best we can do, we have statistics. And I will, you know, in 45 years, all I've ever hoped for with this is that there are academia out there that would say, hey, this is really pretty cool. Let's go ahead and research. They have the ability and the knowledge that I do not have. However, the point of it, what's really come down to it, is that, hey, they're not there to heal their patient. They're there to heal their wallet. They're there to publish. And the shame of it is, here's a primary thing happening in the veterinary world that does affect the human world, yet the professors, so on and so forth, they read all the human clinical journals, so on and so forth, to see if they can find something in that journal that can be applied to animals. Hey, this is primary. This is the animals. This is the people. You know, pay attention. The problem is I do not have credentials. I am a plane rat. And like I've told you before, your listeners, hey, you came out from underneath the rock. I said, yeah. But I'll tell you what, it was a very nice rock.
All right. If you'd like to know more about Dr. Al Plechner's work, go to his websites, www.drplechner.com. The book is Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. And Dr. Al is here for Vet Sunday, the first Sunday of every month. And if you'd like to share this show, and in most of the Vet Sundays, we go into the Plechner syndrome in much more detail and explain what it's all about. So if any of you are listening and don't know what we're talking about, go back to the Animal World archives, the audio archives. Go to my website, MarthaNorwalk.com. On the homepage, you'll find a link to the audio car archives and listen to the first Sunday of any month, and you'll get a much more detailed description than we did today. Dr. Al, thanks for spending time with us again, and we will look forward to
Having me, and you'll love the new books and what David Julian and the whole bit. Yeah, yes. We're going to get this out, Martha. Thanks to you, too.
Yeah, we're going to continue it, and we will look forward to our next Vet Sunday. I can't believe I'm saying it, but it'll be the first Sunday of September.
I know.
It's August already. Anyway, you take care and stay cool, Dr. Al.
I shall. Tell Gary to, you know, check up on the hydroplanes.
Yeah, well, you know, he says the red boat crashed, so what can...
I know. Well, SpongeBob is better, so whatever.
All right. Thanks, Dr.
Thank
Al.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, that wraps up our Vet Sunday for today. Now, I got to tell you, next week it is the second Sunday of the month, and that means it's Sandy and Martha Sunday. So Sandy will be in the studio with me. I am an animal behavior therapist and trainer. Sandy is also and a good communicator and does flower essences and acutonics and all kinds of stuff. We will have open phone lines, and we will entertain your behavior training and healing questions. So tell anybody you know they got problems with their animal friends. We're free on the air next week, and we'd love to hear from you. In 2 weeks, that will be the 16th of August. And somebody has to change that calendar over there, Gary. It's still saying July. That will be the 16th of August, I believe. We're going to do something a little different. We're going to be addressing the human animal. I have a friend that I've known here over the last year. I've been watching her work. She's a karma specialist. She has developed a method of understanding why you think and behave the way you do. There's four basic profiles that we come in, and you determine where you fit into one of these four groups or more than one of the groups by your astrological chart. So I'm going to be giving you some homework next week to get your astrological chart, to go to her website and get some charts so you can work at home. We're going to have a little classroom here on the 16th. And it's going to be great fun. And because, you know, the better care you take of yourself, the better you can take care of your animal friends, and they won't have to process so much of your stuff. So we are going to be working on the human animal. We'll be in the classroom on August 16th. So make sure you tune in next week so you know your homework and you can be prepared to be educated and find out why you think the way you do and why you behave the way you do and how to deal with it and change yourself and get better and help your animal friends. So, Gary, thank you. Even though you're not into hydros today, I But thank you for your good work. Billy, thank you, and we'll see you again next week. Sandy, thank you. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things, and keep yourself and your animal friends cool. And we will talk to you again next week.